T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back in Wednesday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski. I'm Josh Klingler. Another day off of school today. What did you count? Seven?
Seven. I asked my wife this morning. I said, how many snow days is this? Are you guys up to 10 now? She goes, no, seven. I was like, oh, my God, seven snow days this year. It's been absolutely awful.
I was waiting for the first domino to fall last night. They were all holding out. And then I don't know who went first, but then they all went.
Well, you've kind of become the person who notifies me now. Like, for whatever reason, you're like a little bit ahead of the game of everybody else.
Here's what it is. I'm not ahead of the game. Blue Valley goes first.
Right.
Son has good buddy at Blue Valley that always texts, hey, we're off school. And I know 5 minutes later, then Shawnee Mission will cancel.
Gotcha.
And it's right on 5 minutes.
Because the last two times you have texted me, Blue Valley's bagged it.
They don't make the call first in JoCo. But when Blue Valley goes, Shawnee Mission's like, phew.
Gone.
So I get the 5 minute heads up and I'm like, okay, we're out too because it's coming.
Have we ever had a day where Blue Valley went and everybody else stayed in? Or, I mean,
I don't know. Can we not do that? And I'm sure that your school district has, whoever's school district probably has the same one where you feel like yours doesn't really make the call. The next one over does.
Right. We should beat them to the punch next time. Next time you find that out, just tweet out a video, like Fizziok did.
Yeah, that's right. Casey Moe went early yesterday. Once they went, then it started to have kind of the domino effect of teams, or schools starting to close the doors.
I think there's some that don't want to be first.
Yeah, I think Shawnee Mission is definitely one of those. Yeah. They're like, let's see if we can squeeze the day in, which I'm all for, and I know parents are all for it because it's now starting to become a grind for a lot of parents. I mean, people are continually having to take days off of work and find out what do you do with the kids now because of the mess that is out there with this weather. I mean,
sick
this winter.
Tired of my children.
Oh my God! Yesterday was I was at wit's end. Yesterday we had tears. I mean, it was really bad yesterday. Like,
sure,
you clean your room.
Something super important too.
Oh, it always is though, Ryan, isn't it? It's always something very important. Like, wash your water bottle.
Am I alone in this parenting
tactic?
Take
a shower.
Sometimes I'll just get my phone out and record a quick snippet of it, like a video. So I'm like, look at you.
Oh, I record on the audio. I did it the other day, and my daughter's like, oh, my God, don't play that on the radio. Like, I'm not going to. I just wanted to see, how you were crying because couldn't get your braid done the right way.
But if it's an incentive, I might play it on the radio. Oh, instead of for you to change your behavior, it may just go on the radio.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You don't have to do it. She wouldn't know.
Right.
But you could,
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
That.
Says I'm boring.
She could threaten you.
I hear enough of you at home. Why do I want to listen to you on the radio? This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. So let us know on the text line. What are you doing with your kids today?
Always a critic, those kids.
They really are. Right? What are you doing with your kids today? You're old enough where you can do about your thing and they can kind of figure things out. I'm fortunate enough. My wife's a teacher, so they're off. She's off. So I don't have to. But what are people doing with their kids today, man?
I mean,
what's the plan?
A couple years ago, very, very tough.
Take them to the J. They're open right now.
And it'd be basically, yes. My wife would hold out at home as long as possible and try to get work done there, and then I'd come home and switch. Now it's kind of like, all right, do your thing for a little bit. Mom will be here in the morning. Dad will be here when he can.
Right.
And I usually get the text about whatever. Hey, can you bring lunch home?
Right.
That's really all they need me for now is can you bring me food?
That's exactly right.
So that'll happen.
Good to see you have your place in the pack.
That'll happen.
Ryan, wait till your kids get older.
Happen about 11 o'clock. I'll be like, hey, could you stop by McDonald's?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the snow day routine now. So
when they get to that certain age, they only need you
for
when
food.
They want you. You know?
Food and occasional laundry.
Yeah.
It's already started.
And
I thought that was
practice.
That was terrific.
I thought that was me in college, but it happens much earlier than
a lot
I realized that you only wanted a meal and clean laundry from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you waited till college for that, but no, it's like a before you're a teenager. Mm-hmm. This happens. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 o'clock. This hour's prize, $25 new Axiom Brewing gift card.
And you can use beer after this.
Yes, soda. Right. What do the listeners need to do?
We like to keep it simple here on Fesco in the Morning. All you got to do is be listening for this drop.
I drank beer with my friends.
There it is. Next time you hear that drop, be caller number
7, because it's the 7th snow day.
All right, be caller number 7 at 913-576-7610 the next time you hear that drop, and I'll hook you up with some brew.
And I do want to know what you're doing with the kiddos today. Any good suggestions? 69306 on the text line today.
It's also the 7th year for Andy Reid, I believe, right?
Yes, it Coming is. Up. Can you believe that? Think about that for a second.
Very, very fast.
515 on the text line. Stop complaining about snow days. It's your choice to have kids.
Okay, that wasn't something they told us before we had kids. Beware, don't have kids. You might have snow days.
They also don't tell you that your wife's going to fart a bunch when she's pregnant.
Or afterwards.
There's a lot of things that are left out.
Yeah. And the pooping.
The Chiefs finalized their defensive coaching staff, and they've turned the entire defensive staff over. And some of you may be going, yay. I mean,
yeah.
It needed to work. It changed the entire staff over except for Britt Reid. Mm-hmm. I wonder how he was.
I don't know how he slipped through the cracks.
Yeah.
I don't...
He just you know, kept his head down and went to work. But right. Britt Reid remains.
Now, they did switch his position.
Yes. Andy's son, who was the defensive line coach a season ago, is now working with linebackers and outside linebackers. But the entire defensive coaching staff has been turned over heading into year number 7 behind defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. The staff looks smaller as well. Looks like
I think it does, right?
I think they had, like, assistants at just about every position. And maybe they'll hire... maybe they'll hire assistants to these guys at some point in time. I don't know, but nobody retained except for Britt Reid.
Yeah, Britt Reed's the only guy. And look, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And he did a really good job. Mike DeVito, former Chief, had brought up his name during the season. It's like, he's doing a really good job with the defensive line and blah, blah, blah.
He said he's one of the best defensive line coaches he's ever had.
Good young coach. Hey, we get why he got in the pipeline, okay? But that doesn't mean he's a bad coach. And, you know, having him still on the staff, yeah, continue to learn under a new defensive coordinator is probably really good for Britt Reid, too. So, but everybody else gone. The entire staff.
See you later.
Out the door.
Out the door is right. And the one hire that I like the most out of this all is Sam Madison, who is a defensive backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think the defensive backs coach, I always want a former defensive back.
If you would have told me Sam Madison was a former president, like, I would have believed that's...
No, Sam Madison played in the league. He played for the Dolphins for a long time.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean,
I like former players that are defensive backs
sixth
coaches.
President
I don't know
of
why.
The United States, Sam Madison.
That's James Madison.
Is it?
No relation to James K. Polk.
But they had Emmett Thomas.
Right.
And
Al Harris.
Right. I don't know. That position, like, hey, you get a former corner. Okay, cool. Let's go. I always like that.
Well,
he's the only guy you've ever heard of, too, which is part of it.
Exactly. But. He is. But here's the other thing. I remember having a conversation, and God, I don't remember who it was now, but it was when Herm Edwards was the coach of the Chiefs, and I was talking to one of the players, and it was about, like, it may have been Dante, actually. I don't remember. But I was talking to one of the players. I'm like, does it matter that Herm Edwards used to play in the NFL? And they're like, oh, yeah, man. You buy in more when you have a former player out there coaching you because they've been through the rigors. They've been through the battle. They know what it takes to win in the NFL and what you have to do. They get it. They understand. If you're a coach in the NFL and you never played in the NFL before, you don't quite get it because you're never out there on the field. And so I hate to be one of those you never played the game guys. But players buy into that, so I think it's important to have some guys that did play the game. And Sam Madison, more importantly, too, being part of this defensive staff, he falls into the line of the house guy that they stole from Kentucky because he's a guy who played in this system under Steve Spagnuolo with the Giants. He was on the second Super Bowl-winning team with the Giants that was able to shut down the New England Patriots. So he understands the defense that the Chiefs are going to run from a player standpoint, and from a player to have played in this system, now knowing the system, to communicate that to guys who are out there on the field, I think that helps a whole lot. So I like the Sam Madison addition, just again, the same reason I like that Matt House addition, because he's familiar with the system, but more importantly, Josh, he played in the system, and I think that gives a lot of credibility to him, and I think it's going to be a smoother transition for these guys, knowing that their coach actually went to battle every day in this defense, so he knows what he's talking about.
I drank beer with my friends.
Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator. Brendan Daly, the run game coordinator, defensive line coach. Matt House, the linebackers coach. He was the guy that was at Kentucky, the defensive coordinator there that had the little hiccup in getting to Kansas City, but the guy that worked out. Dave Merritt, defensive backs coach, I believe, was with the Jags last year.
He was with the Giants, too, with Spagnuolo. So another guy, that a coach that knows the system that doesn't have to be coached up.
Sam Madison, as you mentioned, defensive backs coach. Britt Reed, linebackers and outside linebackers. And then Terry Braden, a defensive quality control. And Alex Whittingham, a defensive assistant. Those are the new coaches for Steve Spagnuolo as defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's good. And I'll tell you this, with their new jobs, new checks, they can go down to Kriegel Mesh and get their wives a nice new ring, because that's what you're going to need to do. Hey, honey, we're moving, but I'm going to go to Kriegel Mesh and get you a perfect ring. And by perfect, I mean the one that you've wanted your entire life, and we're going to custom design this ring, because that's what they do over at Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Every ring that is made at Kriegel Mesh is custom designed and custom made specifically for you and your fiance. And if you don't know exactly what kind of ring you're looking for, your fiance knows exactly what kind of ring she's looking for, because she has been dreaming about that perfect engagement ring since she was a child. She's got pictures of it on her Pinterest page, on her Facebook page. All her friends know exactly what she wants the ring to look like. So if you want to surprise your fiance when you pop the big question, go kind of, you know, look at her Pinterest page and talk to her friends and find out what she wants. Then make an appointment and go meet with the guys at Kriegel Mesh. There's no pressure, no hassle. It's a relaxed environment. Nobody's going to try to sell you a ring that's been sitting in the case for 2 years. At Kriegel Mesh, you'll sit down and have a conversation about whatever's going on in the day, these new hires by the Chiefs, and they'll say, all right, what do you want the ring to look like? And you'll give them the idea, and they'll design that perfect ring for you. And the best part about it is, guys, you'll get twice the size diamond for half the price of all of the other big box stores. So you go in with an idea, you go in with a budget, and you'll get twice the size diamond for half the price of all of the other big box stores. Check them out now at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
I think heading into year 7 for Andy Reid, too, this is a big step. I mean, you could have just removed your defensive coordinator, not removed, you know, kept a bunch of guys around and said, oh, this is cool. No, this is a full scale. We need to do something different on defense. Mm-hmm. And again, another sign of, I think you could be set in your ways. Maybe some of you said, hey, you hung on too long. I can't disagree with you. But to make this move now, again, it feels like sense of urgency. Get it done. Stop wasting time. This didn't work. Let's do something else. I appreciate the fact that they're turning this entire thing over, and hopefully we see much better results defensively next season.
Yeah, I think so, too. Big year, year 7. In year 7, the 7-year itch they talk about for my marriage, I know for Ryan's marriage, I don't know about yours, year 7. Oh, God, terrible year. So hopefully it's not a terrible year for Andy from a coaching perspective. But I think a very shrewd, smart decision by this Chiefs organization, whether it was all Andy, whether Veach was involved, whether Clark was involved, Lamar Jr., Sharon Hunt, any of them, Mom Hunt, all of them, If all of these folks were involved and said to Andy, hey, you've got to change everybody on your defensive staff, however they came to that decision, you know, change was needed. And I'm not a person who says, let's just change for change's sake, because I was never an anti-Bob Sutton guy. But change needed to be made, and they made the decision to make a big-time change. And as you mentioned, Josh, not just at the defensive coordinator position, everybody across the board has been moved out on that defensive staff, except for Britt Reed, but he changes positions as well. And so I think this is a good sign for Chiefs fans and a good sign for the organization that, you know what, making the AFC Championship game isn't good enough. It's about winning that game, and how do we do that? We need to do better on defense. This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Mason and Greenwood, your winner of the $25 gift card to New Axiom Brewing this hour. We'll give another one away coming up at 8 o'clock just for listening. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 o'clock. A former Royal says not enough teams are doing this. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Machado is going to sign with San Diego, the Padres, at 10 years, $300 million.
There you go.
Biggest free agent deal ever.
In sports history.
In sports history.
Well, American sports history.
America, don't count those weird soccer ones that are always
Man, those guys silly. Get paid, don't
those
they?
They're always just silly. But 10 years, $300 million. We looked up yesterday. He just by going and signing, he'll make more than any quarterback.
Any quarterback, right, ever.
Ever.
in the history of the
career
NFL.
Earnings.
Right.
Peyton Manning has the most career earnings.
It's like 249.
And he's like 50 million shy.
Yeah.
$249 million.
Of what Machado is just going to go.
And that doesn't include 1 cent that Manning's already made by playing
yes,
in Major League Baseball.
Yes, this contract, 50 million more than Peyton Manning ever made. And he was the highest paid all time player.
Right. Tom Brady went to 9 Super Bowls.
Right.
Multiple MVPs.
Yep. Correct. Won 6 Super Bowls.
Won 6 of them. He's walking around with 6 rings on his hand.
Right.
$242 million in his career.
Okay.
So 60, almost 60 million short.
60 million more than Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. You guys still want to stick by that, you know, well, Kyler Murray?
Well, we've been trying to find the one go to baseball.
Yeah.
I guess if you're at the very top of it, this could be your payoff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, it depends on what you want.
You could make in one contract more than anybody has ever made ever in football.
In baseball, you are truly betting on yourself. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are betting on yourself in baseball. In football, if you have the opportunity to be a first-round draft pick but can also play baseball, I'm not just speaking for just straight football guys, but if you're a Kyler Murray, you're probably thinking to yourself, I'm not really that good at either sport. I bet you better take the cash while I can. And that's my fear right now, that we're looking at a Kyler Murray all show and no go, you know, with this guy. I don't think he's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL. I don't know how he was going to be in baseball, but I trust the Oakland A's. They've done a pretty good job over the last, I don't know, 20 years of drafting and developing talent. But I feel like Kyler Murray looks at it and thinks, I better cash in while I can, because I may never get the opportunity to cash in baseball if I have to, you know, sacrifice a few years in the minor leagues and, you know, have to work hard. I may not want to do all
or
that.
Or he wants to play quarterback. Or, I mean, we are discounting that whole fact, too. I mean, we've been playing at a lot of it from the business angle, but Ryan has been the one that's always pointed out, maybe he just wants to play football, and I can't disagree. Maybe you actually do pick the sport you want to play, and we're all being cynical and just saying, oh, it's about dollars and whatever, because dollars, yeah, it's if you can get to that elite level, but this is the first time it's gotten to this point, and we're going to continue to push past it. If he believes he's the next Manny Machado,
right,
then maybe he's got a shot at $300 million. But otherwise, maybe football's your better route for money, too.
For money. You get all your money up front, you know, in football. In baseball, you have to work yourself up through the minor leagues and then 6 years at the big league level before you truly cash in. And if you can make it to that level like Manny Machado did, then baseball is the better route for you.
I'll always be astonished by the fact that because I want to or because I don't want to isn't an acceptable, like, reason for doing things anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is weird because that's the ultimate parent thing.
Right.
Yeah, because I said so.
Because I said so.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes that is a good enough reason. Like, hey, Kyler Murray, why do you want to play football? Because I said so.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, let's
fine.
Move on.
But has he really said that, though? Have we really heard his reasoning? I mean, that interview with Dan Patrick obviously led nothing to anything. And so I'd like to hear a nice sit down with Kyler Murray and him explaining the thought process that went into it, why he decided that he wanted to go to the NFL and forgo, you know, $4.5 million that he was already given in baseball. I understand he's going to make a lot more money if he is a first round draft pick.
He probably had a ton of fun playing college football this year and won a Heisman Trophy. I think it's probably,
and you know what? I'd love to hear that. You know what you know, you mentioned, Ryan, what's wrong with hearing because I said so? What's wrong with just hearing honesty from guys? I mean, everybody is so protected at what they say anymore. You don't get any honest answers. Kyler, why did you choose football? I just wanted to, man. I had more fun playing than I thought, and I didn't want to let go yet. Okay, good. That's done. Then move on.
The A's were dumb enough to let me play football, and I really liked it.
Yeah. I didn't realize I was going to have this much fun. Hell, it was a blast. I played well, won a Heisman Trophy. I'd be foolish not to see what the future holds in this sport.
As I want to.
Looking at Machado's deal, initially I was like, oh my goodness, you're paying somebody $30 million a season. Looking at his numbers, I'm like, he hasn't hit 40 home runs yet in a season. He had his first 100 RBI season last year, and I'm like, oh, what are you, this guy didn't earn this. But then the more I step back and thought about it, I'm like, well, this is what you're supposed to, these are what contracts are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Contracts are supposed to be paying somebody for future performance, rather than paying somebody for past performance and then feeling like he got stuck with a bad deal of someone who's old. He's 25 years old, and they're paying on the belief that he is going to be better and hit the prime as they're paying him.
Correct.
This is what a contract is supposed to be. Paying for future service rather than paying for past.
And you're right about that. This truly is one of those paying for future. I think Eric Hosmer was kind of paying for future services as well. And I believe Bryce Harper will be paying for future services as well. But we always seemingly in Kansas City get the other side of this, and we end up paying Alex Gordon for past performances. We end up paying Eric Berry and Justin Houston for past performances. We end up shelling out big money to Jamal Charles for a past performance. It seems like for all intents and purposes, the big deals that our teams get involved with here always seem to be for the past performances. They're not able to get somebody kind of on the come like the Padres did with Manny Machado or even with Eric Hosmer, where they're able to get a guy that's young enough that you can pay not only for what they've already accomplished, but more importantly, what they're going to accomplish, hopefully, with you and your organization.
Former Royal Carlos Beltran had some things to say about the Manny Machado deal. A story in the New York Post believes that an older Manny Machado might have made a different decision than the younger Manny Machado, and I don't disagree. I think you can say that about pretty much anything in anybody's life, right?
Right, sure. How many decisions did you make in your 20s that would be totally different if you had to make that same decision today? Tons, right?
Yeah. When you become a free agent, Beltran says, especially the first time around, I don't blame him. He went to the team that offered the most money. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Sounds like the White Sox did. But Beltran said Tuesday, he's trying to secure his future. I think $300 million will do that for him pretty well. Beltran laughed as he said it before adding, I do believe one thing. As a player at the stage where he is, I can understand why he ended up in San Diego. If this would have been his second time around as a free agent, I don't think he'd end up in San Diego. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but there are only like five teams in baseball that aim to win every single year.
Ooh.
There are only five teams in baseball that aim to win every single year. That's Beltran's belief.
Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers.
Trying to think who else.
St. Louis. I'll put St. Louis in that category.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah. The ones you can like definitively say. I felt like Texas was in that camp for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still are
now.
They're bad now,
yeah.
But I felt like that they were in that mix. Maybe Houston now.
But they haven't always been.
And they'd be a new kid on the block. But only
Giants, maybe?
Five teams trying to win every year?
Maybe
the Giants.
Giants.
Maybe. But you feel like they were kind of that every other year thing. Were they trying every year? I think they were.
Yeah. You won three World Championships.
I didn't pin them down to five teams, but you're talking five of 30, right?
Yeah, right. Five out of the 30 teams that are legitimate. Now, the define trying, too, because people think, if you don't spend money, you're not trying. Like, let's take the Royals for an example. Are they trying to win? Yeah, they're trying to win, but they're also trying to rebuild that farm system so they can build a consistent winner in baseball and always have that fresh crop of guys coming up from the minor league system, because that's the way you can win every single year in a market like Kansas City. Are the Florida Marlins trying to win? No. They're not trying to win. You can point to them and say they are 100% not
Cubs
trying
are now.
To win.
I mean, Cubs are in that category now, too.
But I feel like they've won and they're good. They're done for the next 100 years. You know, happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, it could be.
But that's harsh criticism to hear. I think, you know, Carlos Beltran, speaking from a player's perspective, looks at who's spending money out there. And if he believes five teams are trying because they're spending money, then that's his belief. I think trying can be defined in a couple of different ways. The Royals are trying to get better, but they're not going to go out there and spend bad money on the free agent market just to go 82-80. I mean, that does you nothing. Why spend $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 million on players just to get you to 82-80? Does that really, really help the cause, or are you just throwing kind of bad money out there? And I think with the Royals, look at that, they're saying, if we're going to pay some of these street free agents $8 to $10 million a year, That's wasting our money right now when we can save that. And when these minor league guys get up here and they're ready to go, then we can supplement and we have that money that we didn't spend on foolish contracts 2 years prior.
I don't disagree with Beltran, though. I think it's at some point in your career, and probably your career, chasing money for a long time, right?
Sure.
Chasing the best deal. And then at some point, then you're chasing a ring. We've seen it in sports all the time.
Right.
And Beltran could probably be that note, too. If he had his druthers, would he go to Mets?
Probably not.
No.
Oh.
But who paid him?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right? The Mets paid him.
I think you see that a lot. You'll take that and then you realize, oh, maybe I can't win here. Now how do I win?
Right.
Not my money. Now how do I win?
Correct.
And Machado may be in that same camp. Although, you know, maybe the Padres are finally ready to win. If they could continue to spend, and not spending doesn't equal wins, but they have a good young pipeline that's
sure.
not quite there yet. But they could be building for something.
Could be, but how long is that going to take? You're probably going to have to flip a couple of those guys down in the minors to get some pitching. I mean, they got seven of the top 100.
Machado's clearly going money. I mean, White Sox aren't close to winning.
Right.
And San Diego hasn't shown that they're winning.
Right. And there's no guarantees that the last 2 years of that option get picked up in Chicago. And so he's like, give me the $300 million.
Yeah, I'll do the $300 million.
Yeah. And
look, I could opt out in 5 years and maybe find a team that when I'm 30 years old that I could win with if it's not here.
But Machado's coming from a winner, though, too. I mean, he was in the World Series last year with the Dodgers. He played in the postseason with the Baltimore Orioles. It's not like he hasn't had his taste of success already in his very young career in Major League Baseball. He has.
Another reason, we found another reason why Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be on the basketball court anytime soon. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Back in on a snow day, 69306 of the Protein House Eat with the Purpose tax line. You can tell us how you're occupying the kids' time, especially the ones that have been out a while.
Yeah, we'll read some of those coming up in our next segment because I don't know about you guys. Cabin fever has set in at our house. The kids are like, they haven't been to school now in almost a week. Okay, so it's time to get back. Yeah, last Friday was a snow day. Monday was President's Day. Yesterday was an in-service day for Shawnee Mission. So all the teachers had to go. The students were off. And so they've been, you know, in the house now, basically cooped up since Thursday night.
Huh. The song sounds like the Cabana Band on Star Wars.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. I feel like I wanted a cocktail.
I do, too.
Looking to get a freighter out of here. We found another reason why Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be playing any pickup basketball. Did you catch the video of the Clemson student laying the screen on Trevor Lawrence, the starting quarterback for Clemson?
Yeah.
I think he was clean. He got his feet set and everything. It was fine.
So, intramural basketball game. Trevor Lawrence has a screen set on him in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm. Nice backcourt screen.
On an inbound backcourt. Joe Student comes up, sets a legal screen, and Trevor Lawrence not only runs over him, but then gives him an extra shove.
He's all
ticked off. And the reaction to me was really funny on social media because a lot of it was, hey, man, lay off the quarterback. You better make sure the quarterback doesn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And while on the surface I say, yeah, that's exactly the reason I don't want Patrick Mahomes playing pickup basketball because some Joe could injure him. You know, undercutting him on a rebound.
Sure.
Or on a breakaway or something stupid.
Or setting a screen.
But although I watched the video a number of times, I don't have a problem with him setting the screen. Hey, Trevor Lawrence, how about not pressing in the backcourt? You stop pressing, that's where I got to lay a screen on you in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine with this Joe student setting this screen. Back off, Trevor Lawrence. You want to not get hurt? Get back and play some half-court zone, not full-court press. I loved it.
I'm going to take the other approach on this one, Josh, because at one point in my life, I guess you could say I was Joe's student, and I wasn't really good at basketball.
I guess you could say I was Joe's student.
So, like, if debatable, I was going out there and playing intramurals, I would, you know, face guard with my hand and things like that, really kind of just try to.
So, essentially the exact same game you have now.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was more about trying to get inside people's heads than I was actually going out there and winning with the physical ability because I just didn't have any when it came to basketball.
Yeah. You got any limitations.
Yeah, I do. I knew my limitations. I knew that I could basically, before the word trolling was a normal word, that's what I would do on the basketball court. I would go out there and I'd troll these people and get in their heads and whatnot. So I've been that guy, and I know exactly how that conversation took place. They get there, you know, they've had a couple of beers before the game and then whatever. Oh, Trevor Lawrence is playing, and that guy who set that screen goes, watch this, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And so I think just because I was kind of that guy, that was a premeditated type of deal. And he went out there purposely to do something to get his name out there, to get recognized.
What's his name?
I don't know what his name is. I didn't go deep enough into the story to find it.
Mission wasn't accomplished.
But I know the mindset of that guy, that he was going out there to try to get publicity for this, especially in the social media world. Man,
this
so,
is just trying to win a game.
No, that guy went out there and did that on purpose, which again goes back to why we don't want Patrick Mahomes playing. This may come as a shock to some folks, But not everybody is a Kansas City Chiefs fan that lives in Kansas City. Not everybody is a Patrick Mahomes fan.
All it needs is a Raider guy D'ing up.
That's right. Or some guy that moved in from Denver that's getting his workout in at the gym at noon, and there's Patrick Mahomes, and he's got the opportunity to go out there and lay a screen on this guy and brag to all his Bronco friends that, oh, I knocked Patrick Mahomes out, and God forbid he gets injured in doing something like this. So if I'm Terry Bowden, the coach of Clemson, there is no way that I'm allowing my quarterback to go out there and play in these intramural type games, because when you're between 18 and 22 years old, you're drinking beer, you're a dope, you're acting the fool, and you think you're going to make a name for yourself by going out there and doing something like this. So they would be smart.
That's a basketball play. That's a basketball play.
I understand.
Trevor Lawrence, back off. You've been in an intramural game with the football team.
Yes.
Because I have.
Yes.
They are testosterone-driven fools. Mm-hmm. They're out of season. The coach actually lets them go play intramural ball. This is the time they can go out and try to wreck people.
But this is also the time where the rest of the students have resentment for them.
They are nasty, and they think they can push everybody around.
Just out there running the weave.
The dorm third floor that put their team together ain't having any of it.
Right, they're not.
And I don't blame them.
Right, but that's where injuries happen.
Watch out for that screen, because it's coming.
The dorm kids on the third floor, they don't really care about the football side of things. They care about their studies. So
you mentioned
out there. I mean, like, this is
your greatest sports achievement was, you know, you're finishing second in your 10K
right,
the other day.
Correct.
One of my most humiliating moments was getting wrecked by the football team in an intramural basketball game in college.
Yeah.
Where the first play out, they threw an alley-oop dunk over my head. I got teabagged by the defensive back.
On his head.
That's usually where it takes place,
first
Ryan.
First play of the game, we're like, we're going to get run.
What was the final score?
Oh, I don't even know. It was humiliating. It was just steals and dunks. Like, they were the only ones in the gym that could dunk.
Right,
you know what
and,
I mean?
And about 3 minute mark of that game, you're like, screw this. I'm going to go out here and wreck somebody, and somebody's going to get hurt.
No, I mean, they were too busy dunking on me.
Didn't you want to nut shot them like that when they're going up?
Maybe so.
Punch them in the gut?
But Trevor Lawrence, if you're in the backcourt and I can set a screen and you're coming across because you're full court pressing my guard, hey, so be it.
I guarantee.
And then Trevor Lawrence gets the extra shove in like a total baby.
Well, that was a bad move by him, but I guarantee
Lawrence
you.
Lawrence had like a foot on this kid,
I guarantee you Trevor from the third floor of McCollum isn't out there setting the screen if it's not Trevor Lawrence, though. I guarantee you that right now.
If the other team's pressing, I guarantee 100%
that guy. That guy set that screen because it was Trevor Lawrence, and he had the opportunity to get back at that guy.
Trevor Lawrence is running full court pressing an intramural game.
If you're on the third floor and that seventh floor is you're playing them, they're throwing full court press on you, hell yeah, you're screening a guy in a full court press.
You're probably not because you're too lazy. But you see, this is Trevor Lawrence.
This was on. Trevor Lawrence is in the wrong here.
I don't disagree with that.
Get your ass off the basketball court because you can't control yourself when you get screened legally.
Yeah, well, it goes back to not allowing these guys that are so valuable in other areas to go out there and play basketball. I mean, you just can't have, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in college football, the best quarterback in the NFL, out there wrecking it in intramurals because something could happen, because that guy that screened Trevor Lawrence exists at every open gym where there's basketball going on who wants revenge over something.
And not half as coordinated as this guy was. I mean,
that's the other thing. This wasn't
an uncoordinated screen. This was a really good screen.
Good screen.
I'm more afraid of like...
That guy clearly played in the sixth grade.
Of the guy at, you know, Lifetime Fitness or whatever that's just out there after, you know, doing some push-ups that he's going to go play some pickup ball and wreck Patrick Mahomes.
I'm a big fan of the conspiracy theory Bob threw out here that we're importing Broncos fans now to try to go play pickup ball.
You never know. Would you put it past anybody?
That's a great hire. That's a Patriots thing. That's a great hire. Like, okay, we know that he likes to play basketball in this court. So let's throw some scratch at some guys to go play pickup ball with him. A very Patriot thing.
I want you to meet him at the gym. I want you to spot him, and then I want you just to leave.
If you moved to Denver and somebody came up to you, they said, I'll offer you $1,000 to go throw a screen on Joe Flacco because he plays pickup ball at this gym on every Tuesday at noon. Are you doing
Hells
that?
Yeah.
Yes, you are, because you're helping the cause.
It's for the team.
Take it for the team. People paint their chest. They yell devils.
Someone told me we're not going to have to really work that hard to stop Joe Flacco.
But I'm just using that as an example. I mean, Phillip Rivers, Derek Carr, whoever in the division.
Somebody worth it.
Tom Brady, okay?
Okay, you move
to Boston. They find out that Tom Brady plays pickup ball at Tuesdays at noon at the Hava Gym, okay? What are you going to do if the Chiefs called and said, we'll give you $1,000 to go take out Tom Brady?
Ask for more money,
right, because $1,000 isn't enough.
It's not even enough to get me out of Boston alive.
But there are enough people out there I'm not kidding about it. I mean, this seriously. If their team called them and asked them to go do something like that, they would 100% go and do that. Those guys were stealing banners in Boston. People will do insane things for their team.
Text line points out, properly so, was he wearing a red shirt? No, he was not. So Trevor Lawrence is fair to lay a screen on. He did not have
Didn't say it wasn't fair, but it's a reason why I don't want my guy playing basketball anymore.
I've never understood why they let – I mean, I know you should go get exercise, but they should go be playing in another gym by themselves.
Trevor Lawrence is out here hooping with students. 5'9" comm studies majors. And you're concerned about them throwing screens on him. Like,
well, it doesn't matter. I mean, anybody can get hurt.
He
dump
trucked that kid.
People, baseball players get hurt standing.
And then he pushed him.
Yeah, could have caused a brouhaha.
Oh, okay.
Going rounds with the quarterback in an intramural basketball game. Man, stay away, man. Kansas ever finds a quarterback, he never better be playing basketball.
I'm always wildly confused by this, too. Like, I was confused whenever we had the Mahomes and the basketball debate earlier because we praise him playing multiple sports growing up, and then at some point it reached a level where we're like, no more. No more of that.
That's exactly right. When you're collecting a check or you're collecting a scholarship for that sport, you're done with the others. It's the way it is. You've signed up to be the face, the quarterback, the guy. You got to cut off other things.
Text line. Kid that set the screen was second in his age group.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
Well done. 69306 on the Protein House. Eat with a purpose. Text line. They didn't get him, but they tried. But I'm still laughing about it. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Playing nothing but this Cantina band for the rest of the day.
.69306 in the Protein House, Eat with a Purpose text line. Another prize giveaway at 8 o'clock just for listening. Another $25 gift card to New Axiom Brewing.
I like it, man.
Find out
beer today.
How you can win coming up at 8 o'clock. You can give us your snow day, what you're doing with the snow day today.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent that's got kids at home, 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Oh, for sure. Got to get those sledding days in.
Is this good snowball snow?
I don't know. Yet.
I think today's was that wet, heavy snow again, unlike the one in between,
uh-huh.
It wasn't very good. This one's pretty good.
Just a good snow packing day?
I think so. I think
assuming I'll see a snowman in my front yard when I pull up in the driveway.
Well, that'll be good. At least the kids get out of the house and are doing something, you know?
We have new listeners from time to time. People cycle on. People cycle off.
What?
There were quite a few people who wanted to know if you were serious. We said Terry Bowden is Clemson's head coach. No, he was not. He just does that with names quite a bit just to anger you on the text line.
It's actually just to get you to laugh.
Dabo Sweeney, we know. Okay. So I was just driving in. Bob, serious when he said Terry Bowden is a Clemson head coach? No,
what?
He was not.
Was this in the news?
No, he was not.
Some of the ones that I can pull, though, are really good. Like, sometimes I get you pretty good.
Yeah.
There's sometimes where I just look at Josh, he's just out. How did you pull that one? Where did that come from?
Yeah, no.
What was the name of that sitcom you pulled earlier?
It's a Living.
Sometimes I just gloss right over it.
Right.
Just keep on going.
Which is what you did with Terry Bowden.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I think it's better when I can trip you up, though.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine when I just start this snort.
Like, what? Where,
yeah. Sometimes I just roll my eyes and go, I know what the text line's going to be. And today it was, he's not serious. It's not terrible. Yeah, we know.
816 confirms it's great snowballs.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I think I thought it was going to be today because it seemed like kind of soupy.
Hey, Ryan, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you go stand out here on the corner and fire snowballs at passing cars and be like live on the reported app and tell us how you nailed them?
Yeah, that'll go over real well.
Why not?
No.
Oh. All right.
People are already dealing with enough out there. They don't need me chucking snowballs at their windshield.
See, today would be the day, like, if the Chiefs knew how to have fun. They'd have Mahomes on a corner firing snowballs at passing cars, and then people get nailed by Mahomes, and they get so mad they pull over, and they see it's Mahomes, and he gives them, like, a box of candy or something. You've been tagged.
You just got
Or you just have him out at Arrowhead, and you say, come on, drive by. He will throw snowballs at you.
Yeah.
You know? Just be in the parking lot chucking them at I-70.
See how long that line
is. How long would that line be, right?
Crazy
It
long.
Would be like game day, right? You'd get out there. Patrick Mahomes is going to throw snowballs at
if
you today.
If the Chiefs said, we're doing this, do you want to come out? Yes,
how far do you think Mahomes could throw a snowball? Because, I mean, the composition of the snowball.
Well, on a day like
you can't reach back and just chuck it because it'll fall apart.
No. Not if it's good snow packing snow. And the text line's saying it is, so I'm going to take their word for it because I haven't been out in the snow per se, but it felt like it was pretty thick walking up. If you can make a nice, compact snowball, you can throw that like a baseball. I bet you he could probably throw that as far as he throws a football.
You think he could throw it the distance of a football field?
Yeah, it's much lighter. Yeah, absolutely. I think he could. Am I wrong with that? Is the science not on my side in that one? But I think if you make a nice snowball, he could take that thing and whip that thing about as far as he could a football, right?
I mean, I
footballs
I would
are
love
heavier,
to know.
More elongated than a snowball.
I feel like if you have the
I'm just going to tweet at him from the station account, see
like
the answers.
The plastic contraption that makes the mold, the snowball mold for you,
it's
you know,
like
whatever.
Contraption,
right?
Well, you know what is it called? Where you know you can pack the snowball.
My
you,
hands.
Well, no, but I think you can buy. You know, those
they have something. It looks like a two-sided melon baller.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That kind of thing. Or you know,
have we reached that stage in life where we're too lazy just to make a snowball with our hands?
I would think, yes. You know, kind of like the
you can get
the
McDonald's delivered to your door.
The brick maker, you know, mold that you use to build your fort. You know, I think you can get those for snowballs. Can you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you'd have a uniform snowball, so you knew it was like the same packing every time. I think you'd have a good shot of chucking it a long way. If he's just picking it up like you do in a snowball fight, just he's not going to be able to throw it 100 yards. But if you got a nicely packed uniform basket of snowballs, yeah, I think he's throwing those a long way.
Okay,
baseball size.
Yeah,
nice.
Baseball size. I think either way he can whip that ball as far as he wants.
Might take out your windshield.
Maybe, though. But you're taking that risk. Wouldn't you like to have that story though? You call Safe Flight, they'll replace it for $100.
Yeah.
Well, what happened there? I don't know. I got a rocket. I was over there on Flum.
Those pesky kids.
Something happened, so fix the windshield. I mean,
neighborhood children.
You know, that'd be cool. It'd be a great story to tell your buddies. What'd you do today? Well, I went and lined up at Arrowhead. 2 hours later, Mahomes was throwing snowballs at me. It's pretty good.
I sent the tweet. Let's see if he'll respond.
Did he respond yet?
I mean, it was a second and a half ago.
Keep hitting refresh.
Is he a long toss guy or not?
He's not responding.
I hate for the arm not to be, you know, warmed up for this.
Like, if we could line up like Alex Gordon and Brett Phillips and Patrick Mahomes, those are probably the three best arms in Kansas City, right? Right? Am I missing anybody? And just have them just like fire snowballs. Whose would go the furthest? Who? Alex would be the most accurate, I think. Like, Alex, they would set up targets in the distance.
That's what I think. That'd be fun. Like, Alex could come in your neighborhood and you have to go to the mailbox.
What? Why would you have to go to the mailbox?
I'm saying so that you provide him a target, and then you see if you can evade him. As kind of like he's just Jesus chucking snowballs, and you see if you can make it to the mailbox without him like taking you out.
I don't know why it made me laugh too.
Oh, yeah, I
that
know
wasn't
exactly
what made you laugh.
No,
the mailbox part was not what made you laugh.
No, it was sicko. Not.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking like
would you do a skills competition? Like if we were going to do a skills competition with snowball throwing, who
what
would
was
you
this
have?
Show with Zap and all the over. Steroided people.
You can't do that on television?
American Gladiators?
Yeah, American Gladiators. Like American Gladiator style where it's just snowballs and Alex is chucking them at you. And you had to go around obstacles. It'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, I think you could set targets up in the distance and Gordon would be pinpoint accuracy every single time.
I just feel like
the
oblong nature of a snowball would make the flight change. So it wouldn't be as accurate. And you definitely cannot throw that as far as you can a baseball. That's like, you know, a good snowball weighs what? Not as much as a baseball, right?
What's a baseball at? 6 ounces?
These are all great questions. What's the weight of an
average
snowball?
I think you get a snowball close. But an average snowball is not as big as a baseball normally.
But you could make,
you could
it,
make
that
it that size.
Size.
Yeah,
you got unlimited product out here,
that's
people.
That's what I'm saying. I'm making snowball sized.
I mean, you could literally
or baseball sized snowballs
make
for Patrick
a
Mahomes.
Baseball sized
yes.
snowball
yes.
weight, circumference, diameter, the whole nine yards. You could create that. There's look outside. There's endless amounts. You could do it 1,000 times if you wanted to.
Math Central says that every cubic centimeter of a snowball weighs 0.75 grams. So you'd have to figure out.
That metric thing. That'll catch on.
Volume.
Give me a wad of snow. I'll ball it up and throw it. I'm good.
The next question on Google is, how do you make snowballs fast?
Okay. Answer. Well, what's the answer?
Choose gloves instead of mittens when it comes to making a snowball. Gloves are key. Mm-hmm. Cup your hands and fill them with snow. bring your hands together while rotating them, increase the
pressure. Yeah, you got to go like this, like twist your hands like you're trying to twist a lid off a jar.
Stop when the snow becomes resistant and set snowballs aside for a bit.
So you gotta, they got a cure.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, those will bust some windshields.
It's like a good steak. You got to rest it after it gets off the grill.
How far could Mahomes throw it? 69306 on the Protein House E with a Purpose text line. Continue to solve all of your
sports mysteries. Well, who would be better, in all honesty? If you had to hit a target with a snowball, would you take Alex Gordon or Patrick Mahomes?
Alex Gordon.
I would, too.
I'm absolutely taking Mahomes.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to accuracy if Alex throws that shaped sphere more often.
Yeah.
Mahomes will, overthrowing about. Like he's at the local radar gun.
Yeah, I think he'd be that guy. Yeah, yeah. But I think Alex Gordon would be so much more calculated. He put way too much thought into it, and he'd nail that target.
Buddy from Elf will be the best.
Yes,
agree.
We know that.
Totally agree.
That goes without saying.
Baseball weighs 5 to 5.25 ounces.
Okay, so I said right about 6 ounces.
That's the normal snowball I make. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to New Axiom Brewing, just for listening. Find out how in just a couple of minutes. And this is what the Big 12 has been missing. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.